Hey, welcome to the Bottom Line Podcast, episode 2. This is Phil the Thrill, and I'm here with a very special guest. I got my boy Greg DeMond, Gregory C. DeMond. Greg, tell a little bit about yourself.
Gregory C. DeMond is my name, or you could call me the Dark Chocolate Brother with the Crest Smile. That's my new
MDS.
MDS, Million Dollar Smile, baby. Yeah. Tell me about myself. Well, my name's Greg. I live in Yucaipa. I just moved back to Yucaipa, actually. You know, I did a little stay in Redlands. But I live in Yucaipa. Way before that, you know, I was born in Brooklyn, New York. Came out to California when I was like 12, 13. And I came out to Yucaipa, and I met this guy, Phil the Thrill. We didn't call him Phil the Thrill back then. We just called him Phil.
That's Phil the Thrill came from some dude at Morongo.
Hey, no, actually, not no some dude. X the Mex.
No, it wasn't X the Mex that called me Phil the Thrill.
Oh, it wasn't.
His name was Kevin. He worked with me in sanitation. And he used to call me Phil the Thrill because he said I'd be very excited every time he seen me.
You are right.
I bring thrill to his life.
My bad.
It's all good.
You gave X the nickname X the Mex. Yeah, that's what it was.
True facts. True stories. And I gave the word, Romlo nickname to Romlo.
I don't know, man.
Man, Romlo would vouch for me, man. Romlo knows.
I could have sworn it was me or X. I don't know. It could have been you.
It was.
Because, okay.
You know, it's a trend-setting thing.
Yeah.
You know, we got Greg in here. Greg is an interesting person. Everybody loves to listen to Greg. I talked about Greg in the previous podcast we had.
I didn't listen to all of it because I'm into it 15 minutes, 19 minutes.
Oh, okay.
After this, I'm going to go finish the rest of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we talked about Greg, and the subject with Greg was Greg Love watching BET. That's what I was talking about.
I don't watch BET no more like that.
See, because really BET got too many commercials, like I said in the last episode.
They got to pay the bills. That's what they were using. They got to pay the bills.
Yeah, but how come all these other people ain't got to pay the bills like BET do?
Listen, I don't know.
All right, come on. BET guy, look, 15 minutes commercial to 10 minutes a show. That's the ratio.
That is true.
It's a fact.
I'm not going to. You always said that, too, but it is what it is. I'm going to support BET, but those are my peoples, you know?
Yeah.
Black entertainment, television.
Speaking of BET, you know, we had like a lot of music from BET back in the day. Yeah. Greg's one of his favorite shows was 106 in Park. Greg used to never miss
106 in Park. Yup.
He never missed it. Greg watched it every day, no matter what. He would stay home, get home from school, and watch that show.
Because you know why? Because before moving to Yucaipa, we never had cable. I'd always say that we never had cable, but my homies at school in back in New York, they would say, oh, BET, this is 106. I'm like, damn, I don't know nothing about it. So when we came to Yucaipa, my parents, they finally got cable. And then I said to myself, I'm going to watch this all the time because my friends would always talk about it.
And then he came to Yucaipa, a town that don't watch BET. He had nobody to talk to about it.
That's true. But it's okay. I didn't care. I was just happy that I was able to watch it.
Well, Greg, you know, formerly you used to do music. You know, rapping was a big thing for you. You used to rap. Would you like to drop a few bars for us?
Damn.
Nah, Greg ain't in
there. I'm not a freestyler. I'm a person who writes my music down and then I express it. I'll keep it real.
Okay, I ain't mad at that. You know, I was just testing you, see where you're coming from. But okay, since you like music so much, Greg, my thing is this thing with top five rappers, man, of all time.
Well, before we get into that, I just want to shout out. The reason I got into music was for my cousin, my homeboy, Rob.
Rest in peace.
Papa. Robert White, Papa. Rest in peace to my guy. But yeah, he's the reason why I got into the music. Just want to let the world know that.
Yeah. Well, rest in peace, Rob.
Yes.
You know, damn, what do you mean? You took a left turn.
Well, you know, I have to, every time everybody had bring up my music, I always have to let them know that he's the reason why I got into it.
Well,
but yeah, so Rob, you listening on to this podcast?
Hopefully,
right now.
You know, yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Inspired by a very special girl.
Okay, Phil's stupid, but
that's a joke.
Insider, the homies know what that means. Whatever. Moving on.
Okay, let's moving go. On. we're going to talk about top five rappers in our next segment.
I love it.
And I don't know. Me, yesterday, I named my top five. And my top five consisted of Eminem, Ice Cube, Tupac, 50 Cent, and Snoop Dogg.
Hold on, that was five?
Yeah, those are my five.
That sound like more. No.
Eminem, yeah. Ice Cube, Tupac, 50 Cent, okay. Snoop Dogg. Right. Those are my five. Okay. And that's from yesterday. Mm. So we're going to get Greg's next on the segment. Okay. All right, and we back with our second segment. We're going to go our top five rappers off top, just to recap mine. We just gave them like maybe like 20 seconds ago in the last 20 seconds of that last recording. So mine is Ice Cube, Eminem. Actually, Eminem, Ice Cube, Tupac, 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg. A lot of that is just because, you know, I got to go with longevity. Mm-hmm. And these dudes really, really affected hip-hop in the biggest way for me. But, you know, we got Greg in here. So, Greg, okay. We're going to get his top five right now. Off the top.
Yeah.
This is off the top. So, you can change later on if you would like.
You know what's crazy? The top five, yeah, that's always hard, but it's not too hard. Okay. And then I'll give reasons. Okay. Well, I'm just going to throw it out there. Phil knows this. Drake is on my top five. Just because of... I'm going to give you an explanation. The reason why Drake is on my top five. Personally, I feel like he is the greatest to ever do it. Reason why is if you look at his background, he shouldn't be the top rapper guy right now. Your typical rappers... You know, they come from the hood. They sold drugs. You know, they was hood niggas. Da, 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 da. Drake was none of that. This nigga just had the love for the music. He has the talent to put it all together real well. And he hasn't been cold these past 10 years. He's been nice this whole 10 years. He hasn't had a cold drought season.
And this is... No, that is true. That's very true. But for me, I don't know. It's just something about me that don't.
You know why he doesn't like Drake? It's because everybody loves Drake. He feels the type of nigga he'll root for the underdog. Drake ain't nowhere near the underdog. Even though they try to make him the underdog, you know, try to discredit him. Oh, he don't write his own shit. Listen, Drake writes his own stuff, but he said it before. He says he feel like music is a collective, like a vibe. Like it's something that everybody should be involved with. You know, and I understand that 100%. He make hits.
Well, I need four more.
Okay, Drake, boom. I don't really want to hear. I'm gonna give it to Wayne as my top five. You wanna know why? Wayne, he is one of the rappers I could literally say he changed the game. When Wayne came out, he made sure metaphors was a big part of his music career. Like I never heard a rapper come up with so many creative metaphors in their rhymes. Like he would literally rhyme, every line, every bar would be a metaphor. And then connecting to the next rhyme, it would make sense. So that's talent in its own. You know what I mean? Wayne, and he brought us Drake. And Nicki Minaj. Like Nicki Minaj, I like her, but I'm not going to put her in my top five.
You better not.
But why? No, I better not.
You better not.
Nigga, what the hell would you mean?
Better not.
Phil being sexist over here.
No, I'm not being sexist.
What you mean better not if that's what I feel?
She ain't no top five rapper.
Fuck that. She's done a lot of things in the game. Anyway, okay, Drake, Wayne. I'm going to throw Jay-Z in it. Jay-Z might be the most successful rapper to ever do it.
Your list is looking a lot like DJ.
No, wait a minute, because DJ some parts he's smart on, so I have the Drake one off top. I'm gonna throw Biggie in there. Because Biggie, you know, his life was cut too short, but in that time being, he had some classic records in those albums, you know.
Well, and I can't argue with Biggie.
Okay.
Biggie is a...
Now, I'm going to keep it real. You would probably expect me to say Tupac. But the reason... Well, I'm going to tell you why I'm not going to say Tupac because... I don't know. I didn't really... I don't know. Tupac got legendary. He's a legend. There's no doubt about it. But I can't tell you I've heard every Tupac song. Maybe I just heard all his hits. You know... I can't even tell you I listened to all of his albums. I'm going to keep it real.
Well, you know,
but Tupac is legendary.
I listen to all his albums. All
right, but I'm going to choose my fifth and final person. That's hard. Shit.
Yeah, man.
It could be anybody, right?
Whoever you are.
And this is rapper.
This is a rapper category. This is not top five.
And Drake artists. Is a rapper and an R&B singer. Point blank, period.
Okay, we're not talking singing about nigga. Drinking.
Well, I'm just
we're not talking about drinking.
I'm just saying.
We already got it clear. Whatever. You guys love Drake.
Drake the GOAT. Fuck it. All right. The fifth one, I'm just going to throw in there. There's so many. You know what?
Your top five.
My top five?
Your top
five. And who I can listen to 100%.
I'm not asking you for old top five all time. Your top five.
My five. I know. But there's so many artists. I listen to music all the time. And everybody's my favorite. You know what I mean? For the most part. But I'm going to throw them right now. Right now, my top five. And this is... I want to throw Big Sean in there. But I'm going to say this. Tory Lanez. Mind you, Tory Lanez is still young. But that nigga... To me personally, everything that nigga drop is nice. Melodies is on point. So for right now, my top five are those. Because when I go to work, I will bump Tory Lanez there to work, coming back from work.
You sound a lot like DJ. What? That's all I gotta say. You and DJ got similar, very similar list. I'm gonna say this. No disrespect to Tory Lanez. No disrespect. Tory Lanez is nice. No disrespect to Lil Uzi. But I'm sorry, y'all haven't been in the game long enough for
that's
me.
That's all that matters?
No, yes, that really does matter. You haven't been in the game long enough.
Do you agree with Drake being on the top five?
Well, yeah, I can agree with that, but not for me, okay?
Okay,
for me. But Tory Lanez and Lil Uzi, I'm sorry, y'all both haven't done enough. I never heard anything from either one of them.
Because you old head, you don't want to listen to them.
It's not because I'm an old head.
Nigga, you don't want to listen to them.
Because if they were good enough... For me to listen to them, I don't hear
them. You don't listen to the radio, my G. You say you've refused to listen to the radio.
Because they be killing songs. You know what?
Okay, it's not their fault when the song is so hot they have to play it because that's what they... I'm going to keep it real. That's not even... Do you feel like that's the artist's fault or the radio's fault? Because I never asked you that. Because I feel like you'd be upset
I feel like it's the radio's fault.
Okay, because that's who you...
Because you know what? I think they're doing it in sicko mode now.
Oh, Sicko Mode is amazing.
Sicko Mode is amazing, yes.
It's still good. I'm not tired of it yet.
And they're trying to kill it. The radio is trying to do their fair diligence.
Mm.
All right, so we got your top five rappers. I'm going to recap Greg's top five rappers. We got Drake.
Go.
And number one, Wayne, Jay-Z, Biggie, and Tory Lanez.
Right now, my top five is the niggas who I'm listening to on a... Real talk, the main niggas out of that list that I'm listening to like on a daily right now is Drizzy and Tory. Actually, the main niggas I'm listening to really right now is Meek Mill. Meek Mill's album Championship was fucking fire.
It was.
Flames. Every song is amazing on that fucking record.
All right, I got one question. I got a good question
for you. Meek Mill ain't on my top five, but he's amazing.
Okay, I got a question for you. And take Drake out of this.
Okay.
Because I don't want to hear anything else about Drake.
Because everybody fucks with Drake.
No, I just don't know. I just don't want to take... I don't want to hear the same answer. All
right, whatever. Yeah.
What was the best album of 2018?
Taking Drake's out?
I just told you that.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
I just told you that.
Okay. Ooh. Now, am I tripping? Was the Black Panther album... That was the greatest album of the year. Then... If Black Panther album didn't come out,
Black Panther
I would
have
gave it to Championships. Meek Mill's Championships.
Hey, Black Panther was super, super dope. That was a super, super dope album. I'm not going to lie.
Flame.
I have forgot about that. That's a good one. But for me, 2018 best album was Kamikaze by Eminem.
Oh, mind you, I'm going to keep it real. Kamikaze was fire.
Fire.
Way better than the one. What was the other one he put out? I forget.
We don't remember because we don't even know.
That one was whack, and that's 100%.
Charlamagne went.
Kamikaze was amazing, straight.
It had bars all the way through.
But.
I mean, Eminem.
Yeah, that's your opinion.
No, I say Eminem is the best ever. It's just
best ever. I'm going to keep it real. Eminem is solid, but I don't relate to his music, not even a little bit.
First of all, about my related. Mama. No.
Never talk about killing my mama.
He talks about different things. Eminem.
He's like a crazy white boy, but we love it because he could spit.
Nobody can spit like Eminem. Nobody can rhyme. Nobody can rhyme him like him. Nobody can rhyme like him because he's different.
But his last album was not the one. But Kamikaze was.
Okay. All
right.
So we're still on the music section. Mm-hmm. So what is an album you'll take for life and listen to it? You have one album for life. One.
Life?
Yeah, you only have one, but you have to listen to it once a day, every day. what is the album going to be? And I'm gonna do this for you because I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear. Take Drake off. No Drake album.
If he let me put Drake in, I would choose a Drake album.
Yeah, but no Drake album.
I gotta take it off.
Okay. No Drake albums.
Right now.
Yep. Right now.
At this moment, how I'm feeling.
How you feeling? You better not take championships with you either.
I would.
See.
Okay, hold on. Does it have to be an OG album? Is that if you're saying that?
You get one album in life.
Okay. Does it have to be an OG album?
Any album.
So why are you letting me take off championships?
I just say you better not say champion. You can choose championships.
Okay, but listen.
That's what you got.
What's my favorite album of all time? Minus a Drake joint. Shit.
You see how much these niggas ride Drake's dick?
No, why? How is that riding his dick? Niggas love Tupac. Tupac, nigga. Niggas don't quick to say, oh, you riding Tupac dick. No, they just like, oh, he's legendary, which he is. And Drake is legendary, or if not legendary, then he's on his fucking way.
He is legendary.
You said it. Okay, the album that I would listen to for the rest of my life, and it's the only album I could listen to ever, which I would never get bored of. Fuck. That's hard because
it's a hard one because you're going to say something with Drake.
I really was.
And I don't want to hear that.
Listen, Drizzy, that nigga put out. I don't get annoyed by his music. That nigga could spit. He could sing. He does it all. Okay, I'm going to say a Big Sean album. I'm going to say I Decided. What's up? I Decided was fucking dope. I can listen to that and repeat.
Okay, I'm not mad at anything with Big Sean. I love Big Sean.
Big Sean is underrated. But me, metaphorically, he's the best. I'll tell you this much. On metaphors, he's better than every nigga in the game, including Drake. But Drake's not known for his metaphors or whatever like that. He's just known for the dope lines, dope lyrics. But Big Sean, he is for sure a student of Lil Wayne's
craft.
Yeah. But I feel like Big Sean is better than Lil Wayne at the metaphors. I've heard him say certain things. I'm like, I don't think Wayne would say something.
Nobody's
like
that. Better at metaphors than Eminem.
Wait a minute, bro.
Nobody.
I'm going to keep it real. I listen to Eminem, but.
He's metaphorically genius.
Is he? Name one. Give me one, real quick.
I know.
I'll put you on the
spot. He raps too fast.
Okay, see?
He raps fast, but all his stuff is like.
But Big Sean from Detroit, too. So. That song Big Sean got with Eminem on I Decided is amazing as hell.
I'm gonna tell you this, okay? For me, if I had to pick an album, I picked one yesterday. It's an Earth, Wind, and Fire album, Spirit. Okay.
Oh, you said album? Oh,
yeah,
album. Oh, let me Spirit. Rewind. I thought it was just like hip hop. Okay,
one
rewind.
Album. No, one I didn't album? Say hip hop. I said one album all okay, time.
Before I forgot to let y'all know this, my first love is R&B music. That's my first love. So with that being said, the album that I would listen to for the rest of my life. Is the R. Kelly R album. No, not 12, but R album. The one he had Biggie on. When I mean my father drove me, it was when we was back in New York, we drove to Boston, he played that on repeat. And I had to listen to it, and then I was like zoning to it. I was like, oh my God. R. Kelly, I know
I've never heard the album, I'm gonna have to listen to it. Now. Please. I'm gonna have to listen to that one.
He's the reason why I love R&B.
I will be listening to that album this
Shit,
week.
Shit, when I was on. I did that little interview on TMZ. I sweat because of R. Kelly's the reason why I love R&B.
Okay.
And a lot of OGs, to Chris Brown's, Trey Songz for sure.
Okay, so they got this thing about on Twitter right now and on Instagram and all the social media platforms. Who is the king of R&B? And
current state.
And you know what? From what you just said, the king of R&B would have to be R. Kelly.
The king of baby making music? Come on, man. I probably was conceived on that shit. Let me see. No, I don't know. My dad, R. Kelly, is his favorite singer.
Okay, so you know what? Greg picked R. Kelly because of his pops. Me, I picked Earth, Wind, and Fire because of my pops.
There you go. I mean, it's what I was introduced to. You right?
It's just what you introduced to in life. But me, I have a couple albums I just love that are from my dad. So, but y'all don't want to hear nothing about no old school hibbity bebop.
No, I love Uncle
Ruggies.
No, not Ruggies. What's with Snoop? No, he was on
Uncle Junebug.
No, nigga, the singer. He was rocking with Snoop. Oh,
Uncle Charlie.
Uncle Charlie, he's freaking legendary. I was hearing some songs.
That's the Gap Band.
Bro, I didn't know He was that nigga.
Yeah, he is that guy. Oh, he is God. That guy. I be listening to the Gap Band. I listen to all the old school stuff.
Which you should.
I think we need to keep that alive.
It is still alive. No, still sampling off of it.
I understand people are sampling off of it, but people don't know where it really came from. Y'all need to go back to the original songs and the original stuff, because it's important that we keep our black people music alive. I don't want to be racial or anything like that.
It's not dying. I don't feel
We have to keep stuff from the 70s and the 80s alive. I understand people sample off of it.
That's how you keep it alive.
Yeah, but we need to still listen to it and play it.
They have radio stations for that, and I know you know those.
Yes, I do. I understand that. But our kids today, our millennial age, is stuck.
I'm a millennial, but
but we're stuck in such a rut of music where we don't appreciate. Honestly, it's about appreciating a woman. That's what the music was about in the 70s. Yeah. It was about appreciating the ladies and doing all that. It was all about making love to a lady. But some of the songs back then was about fuck niggas. About niggas dogging their women and stuff.
But that's what life is right now.
But that's what life is now. But I don't really do the hip-hop stuff too much. I do it because I'm I got to get a little bop in my life.
He be hitting me up like, yo, Greg, I heard that new song. This shit was a year old. But I'll just vibe with it. I'm like, it's old, but hey, you like good stuff.
Yeah, I'll be listening to stuff a year later. Or 2 years later. But some things I don't really like to listen to that's new, per se. I'll wait a while to listen to it. Put it like this. I haven't listened to a Drake album since Take Care.
This nigga's been missing out.
Well, you know what? No way. He had the one with the little boy face. What's that one called?
Nothing Was the Same.
Sorry. Okay, I listened to Nothing Was the Same. That was dope. After that, he came out with the one with the diamonds on it with Future.
That was an amazing, good little.
And I never listened to. That's when I stopped.
He has a great song. He's just rapping at the end.
That's when I stopped listening to Drake.
30 for 30, I think. Yeah.
I stopped listening to Drake at that point. I don't know how we got back to Drake. Out. But yeah.
Cause he that new.
But no, I haven't seen this. So me, I'll save up music and listen to it all at once. And then maybe I might fall off, all over for Drake. But who knows? Who knows about that? We don't even know. We'll see in time about Drake. All right, Greg. Mm-hmm. So, we young. We got our whole lives ahead of us.
Yeah.
And I like to do stuff in life. There's places I want to travel in life. Mm. So where's a place that you want to travel, Greg?
Shit. Okay. All right. There's a lot. And
I'm talking, you got one place to go.
Oh, one place to ever? Like, yep. The main
after
thing?
After that, you come back home and you die.
Oh, come back home and die?
Yeah.
No. That's a good question. If there's one place you could go, because you're going to die next week, where would you go? Yeah. I don't know if this is because I just never been. I would love to go to Hawaii.
Okay.
It's some place that everybody goes to. I don't know if that makes it. Is it? It's not exotic. It's just like one of those things.
You ain't never been.
I never been. So Hawaii based, yeah.
I'm going to go next year, supposedly. Hey. I'm supposed to. But I don't know.
Hawaii.
I want to. I really want to with me and my wife. But we're trying to see what we can do about that. But me, a travel destination, I always said, I want to go to New York. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I need to go back. I haven't been. Andrew Rondlo, he called me out literally, 2 days ago. He said, nigga, you haven't been back to the block in a minute, man. That's bad. He said, you should be going at least once a year, which is true. But a lot of my fam will come and visit, so they bring in New York to Cali anyway. But I should go back.
That's the place I want to go. Maybe we should just make a trip out there.
Yeah.
It'd be real fun to go out to New York and see the concrete jungle. See where Greg got hit by a car at.
I got hit by a car on my block. No. Yeah, on my block. And I got my bike stolen on my block.
See?
Greg was real gully. But you know what? I have nothing bad to say about it. But I do love California. Ain't nobody going to let me make me leave.
Oh, we all know that California is the best place in the world.
It's a nigga.
No, it is. It honestly is. It has the most beautiful people. It has the most beautiful weather. The most beautiful cars. The most beautiful everything, So we out here. It is the middle of December.
Yeah.
And we out here and it's like.
It's sunny
as
shit.
It's super sunny. That's just how it is in California. We get spoiled out here. All right, bro. So we like to change the world around here. I would love to change the world if I could change the world with something. So what's your suggestion to change the world? I'll tell you mine real quick.
Yeah, tell me yours.
Mine would be racism. Change racism. Take that shit away. You know, not everybody be one color, not nothing like that, but everybody just love one another because why we gotta hate each other, you know?
That is true.
Just because of the color of your skin. I'm no different than you. You don't know that. So you might see me as a big, tall black man or whatever, but I ain't gonna hurt you. I ain't gonna do nothing to you. So,
big, tall, like, black man.
Honestly, we need to change racism. That's one thing.
That's inevitable.
Well, that's real big in our world. It's been real big ever since.
It's gotten way, 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 way better. Where the point they sick and dogs, but
it's gotten so much better, and it's still bad.
Oh yeah, that's the crazy.
Put it that like
be
that.
A book. That should be a title.
We out here in 2019 almost.
Yes,
and we still dealing with racism.
True.
We came over here in the slave ships in the 1600s. I want to say.
I'll tell you this.
Racism, the 1700s.
The difference between racism, the difference between racism back then and back now. Back then, a motherfucker would really just come up to your face, nigga.
That's 50 years ago.
Yes, that's 50, not too long.
That's
ago.
50 years ago. We now we've had a lot of change.
Has mask on. You don't know who's really racist.
You don't.
You really don't. That's why with that situation, I just live my life the best that I can, and I can't really dwell on that. Well, we got Trump, he's showing his face and letting us know that he's a racist, but
that's who he is. That's who I mean, you are who you are.
Yeah.
If you're a racist, you're gonna be a racist.
Facts.
I'm racist against racist people.
So that's a great quote. That's what I said back then.
If you racist, F you.
You know what? I won't even say that because Martin didn't have that mentality. He said the person racist, he still didn't hate that person. And I don't know because...
Martin wasn't perfect.
He wasn't perfect. So, but in that aspect, he really was trying to live a godly life. Jesus
he was trying to be good. He was like... I don't know. I don't want to get into the Martin Luther King debate. I wasn't there to see it and live it. True opinion on it. We have storytellers. A lot of stories that we have in our history have been folded and tipped a certain way by society, I should say.
I agree with you with one thing you would change in the world like that. One thing I would like to change the world. Yeah, the racism, like people loving one another. And one shit, I would love for girls to be more united than they should. It has just always been a.
Hold on. Women will never unite with each other. I'm sorry. They hate each other. And you know what, women? Y'all shouldn't hate each other. Y'all should embrace each other.
Yeah, y'all have so much power together. Y'all could build together, but I'm just going to leave it at that. I just want women to
come together. No, humans.
Like, humans, yeah.
Humans. In general.
But I just want women to just come together.
Stop the racism. Let's stop the sexism.
All that stuff, man.
I mean, it's got me. Okay, so we on rapid fire questions. And let's get them, Greg.
Okay.
So we got wings or burgers?
Burgers. I don't like wings like I used to back in the day.
What?
You didn't know that.
Hold on. I'm kind of shocked. Hold on.
Every time we would go out, the homies would go out to eat, I would always get wings. Romlo would be like, "Hey, get something else." Like, you always get wings. I guess I burnt out wings. Burgers then.
Snoop or Dre?
I'm going to say Dre because Dre produced other things. He gave us the 50 Cent albums, the Eminem albums. He co-signed Kendrick. He didn't give us Kendrick, but yeah, and he's legendary. Okay. He gave us the NWA.
Okay. Next Friday, Friday after next.
Which one is more quotable? That's why I got to...
They're both good.
Okay, Cat Williams was hilarious.
I didn't say first Friday on purpose.
I was just going to... What'd he say? He said, "Let me check my palm parlor. Look like I ain't doing shit. I was just going to get drunk and watch the Grinch, the Nutcracker." I'm going to have to say Friday after next.
Okay. Chris Brown or The Weeknd?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to say Chris Brown, because Chris Brown got a song that I'm going to use in my wedding. So when that comes, you know. Uh-oh. What's up, Danny? What's up, baby?
Yay or Jay?
Oh, and I didn't even put him in my... Kanye had some fire. Oh, I'm going to say Kanye. I'm going to say Kanye.
Hold on.
I don't know.
We got something wrong.
I know. But you
Jay's in, okay, I think Kanye loses credibility for everybody because he's been acting crazy.
Well, if we don't talk about the music and body, the production,
his body of work is, oh my God.
So I'm going with Kanye.
All right. LeBron or Jordan?
Oh, Jordan. Because right now I'm wearing his shoes. I fucked with LeBron, but what Jordan did for the game, Jordan.
Kobe or Shaq?
I'm going to say Shaq, but Shaq is fucking hilarious. Not only he's a dominating basketball player, he's a comedian. I would love to kick it with. I would rather kick it with Shaq than Kobe. Kobe is, he's not known to be a funny guy like that.
Booty or boobies?
Oh, shit. I would say, I'm going to keep it real. Let me see. A pretty face. I know it's not one of it, but. But if I had to choose out of it, I don't know.
Pretty face don't match that nasty attitude.
Yeah. But I guess I'm going to have to say, I don't know. Boobies and boobies, it's both good. I don't know.
Well, I know what I like.
I mean, out of both, all of them is like a pretty face. That's all I care about, really.
Like I said, your pretty face don't match that nasty attitude.
that's a tagline. You should use that. All right. What else?
All right. Lamborghini or Bentley?
Ooh. A Bentley.
Rolls Royce or Bugatti?
A Rolls.
Favorite car ever?
Ever? And I'm going to keep it real.
BMW.
Because you know why?
Which one?
Because it's the ultimate driving machine.
You have to say one.
I'll say the 5 Series. Because it's not too small, not too big. It's in the middle. Nice.
I like that. I like that answer, Greg. Because you know what? It's affordable. You didn't go out of your league. Because most niggas be like, oh yeah, I want McKee. McKee would have been like, I want the Super Turbo.
I don't need all that.
Twin turbo, all this other bull.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. That tagline alone makes me love it.
Okay, favorite shoes of all time?
Jordan 11s. Any of them.
You're wearing them right now?
Yep, I got my Lowe's, the Jordan Cool Grays 11. Everybody knows that's my favorite Jordan.
Celebrity crush?
Celebrity crush? Let me see. It'd be Amber Rose. It's crazy to me. She doesn't have no hair, and she's manageably good looking. I don't know.
I have a question about that. Mm. Previously, it used to be Carrie Hilson. What happened to that?
Oh, yeah.
What happened to Carrie Hilson?
I'm sorry. I'm eating something that's not professional.
Huh? No, this nigga being unprofessional, man. You know what?
Eating chicken, too.
I want to know what happened with Carrie Hilson.
Carrie Hilson, I still love Carrie Hilson. She was talented, still is. I don't know where she at, though, but if it wasn't Amber Rose, it would have been Carrie Hilson.
All right, if you could pick any place in the world to be married, where would it be?
Oh.
To be married, you know?
Like a place to get married? Paris. Yeah.
Paris? Okay, Greg want to get married in Paris. All right, he ain't ever been to Paris, but
no.
I don't know why you want to get married there. All right, so you on death row. I ask everybody this one. This is the one everybody going to get. You on death row, you know? Sitting in your cell. They bring you a menu.
I'll be saying Death Row Records.
No.
You're, I know. I was like, which artist I want to be?
Nah, you in your cell, you know. They bring you a tablet to write down your last meal. You got 3 items.
Oh.
What are they?
3 items?
3 items.
Chicken and rice.
That's 2 items.
And I'm not done. Chicken and rice.
You know what? I hate this nigga because he's been eating that his whole life.
And so, yeah. Oh shit. What happened, Phil? Okay. Chicken and rice and beef. Filet mignon. Well done too. And I like my beef well done. Not that medium rare shit. Or medium no. Well done. Avalos, he be getting on me because okay. I like my shit well done.
I'm very, very like
Well, that's appalled. What I like.
He wants chicken
and rice.
Rice.
Fried rice. No, no. John John. It's a Haitian rice. It's black rice. It's bomb. It's bomb.
He wants some John John or some Chon Chon, something like that.
Well, you know, is that a meal? that could be a meal. At the end, from my lady, Daniela.
That's right. All right, so we're going to segue into, like, the culture section of the show. Sometimes I'll put it in the beginning. Sometimes I'll put it at the end. It don't matter. So we got some culture things going on. Today is the 16th of December. Mm-hmm. Shout out. It's Tyler Chatwood's birthday. That's the homie.
It is. What's up,
Tyler? I don't know why I just remembered that.
That was my first.
That was me and Greg's both our first white friends.
Wait. Matt DeNoss is my very first white friend. Now, Tyler was my very first white friend I had in school.
Okay.
Matt, he lived around the corner, so he used to kick it all the time. That was the homie.
Yeah.
He got his beautiful family. What's up, Jazz? What's up, Matt? Three little beautiful kids.
That's right.
You going on number four?
Greg trying to get to number one.
Yeah. You know, I got Zoe.
Number one and a half, I should say then.
You go.
But, you know, we're going to talk about the culture section. So, last night was the 15th. It was a concert going on in L.A., Rolling Loud. I'm not sure if you were aware of Cardi B and her man Offset. You know what? I'm going to let Greg take over this part because Greg loves to talk about culture and shit.
I love culture. I love it. Okay, well.
Tell me a little bit about what happened with Offset. I heard he was being some kind of a simp.
Well, I guess you consider it a simp. Because, yeah, you're right. Okay, well, Offset, you know, he married to Cardi B. He's a rapper. She's a rapper. Now, I normally sometimes give people benefit of doubt because, you know, that's what I do. But when it comes to these rappers, athlete niggas, they really, I don't expect much from them. And when it comes to being faithful, because just the history shows.
You just think every nigga is a dog.
Yeah, every nigga. Here comes this. If anybody knows me, this is my motto. Every nigga is a dog, including myself. But there's two types. There's a house dog and there's a stray dog. I am a house dog. That means I'm a good dog. You know, I'm not doing no dirt. And then the stray dogs, you know, just out here doing dog shit. And he's rumbling in the dumpsters and all that shit. So,
What about the outside dog?
Well, that's still a house. Oh, you damn. I never even.
Outside dogs, they be running away sometimes.
That's true. Well, I ain't no outside dog. I'm a house dog. I don't know about them niggas. In my mind, there's only two types: stray dogs and house dog. Well, outside dog is still a house dog. He's just outside of the house.
You a trained dog or you an untrained dog?
That's true. A trained dog or a stray dog. I think that's what I'm gonna start saying. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna switch it up. Yeah, that's okay.
Greg is trained.
Rewind. Every man is a dog, including myself, but there are two different types. There's trained dogs and there's stray dogs. There you go. I'm a trained dog.
Okay.
A good dog.
We'll continue about the Cardi B and Offset.
Oh yeah, Cardi B and Offset. Yeah, you know, he did his shit. He cheated. I wasn't surprised because that's what them rapper niggas do. Or athlete niggas do. It's unfortunate. Before, I used to be like, nah, maybe not. But now I'm convinced.
Steph Curry don't cheat.
Oh, don't get me started with that nigga. Like, Steph Curry, he seems like, oh, everybody like, oh, Steph Curry, he's a wholesome guy. Like, he's such a good guy. Ooh, he's sweet for. Listen, I'm just waiting until that story comes out where this nigga crept on Alicia.
What if he hasn't been doing it, though?
If he hasn't done it, I applaud him. But
Aisha too.
Aisha, my bad. Shit, I don't know if his daddy probably crept on his mama back in the day. And back in the 90s, that's what niggas' fortes. Until, you know, Kobe.
Well, I'll just say this. Back in the 90s, dudes weren't making as much money as they make now.
90s, no. They were still making money, though.
No. Not even compared to what these guys are making.
They wasn't making millions?
They was making millions, but not like.
Okay.
Now, dudes is making like 30, 40 million a year.
Ooh,
back in the 90s, that's what they made in their whole career.
Damn. But that's still nice. But damn, if you're comparing it, yeah, you're right.
So,
okay.
Based off that, go back to the fact that these dudes is out here dogging these women, which is wrong. You're not supposed to do that to your woman.
You're not. And okay, Offset, he dogged his woman, whatever.
But he's a repeat offender. Mm. He's done it a few times. Like, she gave him chances.
Yeah.
And now she don't want to take him back. And Cuz is out here crying, making himself look bad. He's a famous nigga making himself look bad.
He really doing the most. He went on her set.
He got other people out here. He got T.I. out here trying to co-sign for him.
Oh, yeah?
He had 21 Savage out here He had all these people trying to co-sign for him. Like, you want your woman back, you don't tell everybody else, bro. You just need to be loyal.
That's true.
And if you about Cardi, be about Cardi. Be about the whole world.
I wonder.
That's just general for everybody, though.
Yeah.
That's true.
And I really wonder if Cardi think it's amazing, or is this like a foolery? Like, she's like, nigga, what are you doing having these niggas co-sign for you? You think this is a game? I don't know, maybe she has that mindset too.
Well, she still like the dude.
Of course, she said it. She said that's her baby daddy. She never gonna, but she said she can't be with him. You know what I mean? Like, mind you,
it's too much damage.
Damage.
She's damaged. But they have a different lifestyle. But she's still a woman.
But she knew damn well. Like, of course she knew, like, oh yeah, he's a man. Not because he's a rapper, because regular niggas be out here be creeping. I'm not that nigga. Disclaimer.
I love Greg.
I ain't that nigga, though. Let's just keep that real. Phil ain't either. Nah, he a good man. You know, black men don't cheat. You remember Charlamagne said it. But you know.
No, good black men.
Good black men. Yeah, that's true. Well, all I'm saying is that, you know, it is what it is. It's not is what it is, but, you know, niggas gotta be better. Listen.
Tell that bro to move on. If he was messing up there, messing around on her, go on, move on to something else, because obviously she didn't mean that much to
you. But I'm gonna keep it real.
No. She didn't mean that much to you when you got caught last time. So if you keep on doing it, you keep on getting caught. That's on you. Maybe you should stop doing what you was doing. Now you want her back and she don't want you back. Move on.
Because
you done broke her.
That's facts.
Once you break a woman, you don't need to continue to break
a woman. But mind you, that's not the first nigga to ever cheat on her. So that's why you see her on, like, responding. She's like, she's real calm. This ain't saying her first rodeo. But she knows he ain't gonna be with you, nigga. Like, I don't want to. It's you over here possibly getting these hoes pregnant, maybe. But, you know. Now, don't get me wrong. Listen, this is how I see it. To all these athletes and rappers, when you in your prime, you young,
don't get married.
If you know you ain't trying to be in a monogamous relationship, don't do that. Which I understand, but niggas want their cake and eat it too. But you can't do that. If you want to be out here hitting all these girls, hey, I'm even all for it. Yeah. Listen, if you single, that's what you do. Whatever. But I'm not for it. If you in a relationship or marry, whatever, you over here creeping on your girl. Because I'm like, yo, you know.
That's a person, they got feelings.
Exactly. When Tristan Thomas did it, I wasn't surprised. I said, okay, it just happened quick. I said, damn. All right, cool. But, you know, it is what it is.
Shout out Double T.
Oh, yeah, you like Double T on the last podcast. You said that's the best Cavalier on there. I'm not sure. I ain't even really watching.
No, he's the best Cavalier playing currently. But right now, currently, he ain't playing. He's hurt too. But Kevin Love is the best Cavalier.
Okay. Yeah, that's my, I don't know.
If Cardi, I want to hear your two cents about Kanye West on what he's going through and how he went at your boy Drake. He was going at your boy.
I'm entertained by it. Drake is unbothered by it. If you're not on social media, but Drake, with all that rant, he responded on his Insta story with emoji. Oh yeah, he's not bothered. He good.
All it's doing is giving more publicity to Drake.
Yeah, but Drake probably not even seeing it. He might be seeing it that way, but he's really not even tripping. He's like, this nigga, okay. But Kanye, if he's really having but this is Kanye. He goes on rants. And I love
it. I'm going to tell you, like I said on the podcast yesterday, I know you didn't get to this part. Mm-hmm. We talked about Kanye a little bit, and I want to say this to Kanye one more time. Take your medicine.
Yes.
Mental health issues are for real.
Yes.
And you have them. And you know what? You have a voice.
Go to church.
We don't want to make fun of you. We're not making fun of you.
Nah.
We're looking out for you. I know you probably ain't going to hear this. Like I said it yesterday.
I like that.
You probably ain't going to hear it.
That's the tagline.
But take your medicine.
Yay. But Kanye, you a legendary nigga. It is what it is. But you know.
No, you're messing yourself up, man. Like, you're making yourself look bad.
Yeah.
Like, from what I thought about Kanye 5 years ago to what I think about Kanye now, Kanye, 5 years ago, he would have been on my top five rapper list.
Oh, so maybe you number, discarding him because of just his
I'm discarding him because he's not the same Kanye.
I feel you.
He's not the same Kanye. So Kanye, I'm a close by saying, take your medicine. Greg, you got anything you want to close with?
I want to close with this, man. Phil, thank you for having me on your podcast, second episode. I'm proud of you. You know, you taking this seriously. You know, you doing the research on how to conduct the podcast. I appreciate that. You know, keep going.
Hell yeah. Yeah, man. I want you on here regularly whenever I can get you.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm busy.
I want to have everybody. Shout out. Oh, we're going to have all the homies on here.
Yes.
We're going to have Romlo,
J-Raw.
We're going to have J-Raw.
Daylon.
Yeah, well, one day we're going to all get in the room and we all going to have a talk.
Yes.
We all going to talk. We all going to be on the podcast one day. Next week, we're going to have Big Steph on there.
Oh, yes. Steph is coming out.
Big Steph will be here on the weekend. We will talk a lot of NBA. We're going to talk a lot about LeBron. We're going to talk about Steph's family, how he's loving being a new dad. I know y'all probably don't care about all that, but you know, Steph is an entertaining ass nigga.
Yes, so. You think Shaq is funny? Yes. This nigga.
Yeah, we got Steph.
I sometimes want to knock a bottle over his head, but he funny though.
I'm going to get my brother Joel on here.
Joel needs to be on here.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have fun with Joel. I want to have other people on the show with me.
Let me be here when you have Joel.
Oh, yeah.
I want that.
We're going to try to get one famous guy.
Who's a famous guy?
Superstar Taiwan Walker.
Shit.
We gonna get Taiwan. You are gonna be on the podcast.
Yes, we gonna get that.
I'm gonna book you, bro.
Yes,
whenever you come to California or wherever, whenever we go to Arizona, whenever you invite us to your new house.
Bless niggas with that interview.
Yeah, we need one.
All right, and I'm gonna end it off with, you know, shout out to my fam, my mom, my dad, my sister coming next week. Shout out to my love, Denny. I love you, baby. Shout out to Zozo, my baby. Yeah. And this was fun. I'm about to go home, do some laundry, and get ready for the work day tomorrow. Gotta wake up early.
And that's the bottom line.